Sabbath. Today, as a part of our spiritual practice, we have music as well as art. So I would like to invite all of you to come up closer so you have a really good view of what's happening here. There's lots of space right up here. Just try to come closer. I'm going to turn this over to Emily and Clay, and they will give you an introduction as to what's going to be happening this morning.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming. My name is Emily Jevazinski. I am a studio art and psychology double major here at Gustavus, and today we're going to be presenting for you guys.
Hey, everyone. Good morning. My name is Clay Sletta. I'm a theater major with an art and music minor. Today we are sharing with you a project we've been working on for a while now. We're trying to understand the meditative nature of art. Do you want to talk about the art?
Yeah. We're using sound and art as a collaboration. It's a vehicle to explore the relationship of creativity and mindfulness, both how mindfulness fuels creativity and how the process of creativity is mindful. How, like creativity, with each inhale and exhalation, we meditate and we release.
Good morning. I'll speak about one of the divine names that the art project is using, the name Light. To God belong the most beautiful names, so call him by them, states the Quran, the sacred scripture of Islam, which Muslims believe to be the very speech of God. In the chapter of Light, the Quran states, quote, God is the light of the heavens and the earth. The likeness of his light is a niche in which there is a lamp. The lamp is in a glass. The glass like a glistening star, kindled from a blessed olive tree, neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil almost glows through though no fire has touched it. Light upon light. God guides to his light whom he wills. And God strikes parables for human beings, and God knows all things. A contemporary Turkish-American spiritual teacher, Tosin Bayrak, comments upon the divine name Light. God is the light shed upon the whole creation, making it apparent, making it manifest. Just as this light is responsible for making the perceptible seen, it also makes the conceivable known. The light that shows the conceivable is the light of faith and wisdom, and the eye that sees it is the eye of the heart. That light, the light of God, is the light of existence. Non-existence is darkness. That light is the light that brought existence out of darkness. That light makes itself visible, as well as making all else visible. There is not one atom among all the things that exist in the heavens and on earth and in that which is between them that does not point to the existence of its creator. The sun sheds light upon the sky and the earth, enabling us to see things around us, large and small, of different shapes and colors, enabling us to identify that from which we may profit and that which may harm us. In its light, we find our way and see the pits and swamps. In the same way, God has bestowed upon us the light of truth, the light of faith, which resides in every human heart, which shows us the straight path of salvation and the pits and how to avoid the pits and swamps of ugly characters, traits, sin, and infidelity. That sun of faith in the heart of a human being renders them beautiful in character.
So the pieces that I'm playing on the piano, they are from the Quran. They're from the 99 beautiful names of God. And again, I want to thank you for coming today and illuminating everyone today. A little bit about the Quran and your culture. So we really appreciate that. I guess we want to give a little talk about mindfulness and creativity.
Sorry if I get paint on your microphone. Mindfulness and creativity function in a reciprocal relationship. Writer Marina Keegan was said to have had the ability to observe the full spectrum of human experience, both the internal and the external, and to turn those observations into art. This ability was made possible because of her application of mindfulness and on her creative practice, as she took notes on the waiter's hand gestures, cab driver's eyes, and things she saw on the subway.
Performance artist Marina Abramovic demonstrated mindfulness through art in her pieces, The Artist is Present. Inside the Museum of Modern Art, Abram Novak sat at a table for days on end and invited observers to sit across from her at a table. There was no dialogue. She simply wanted to be present with people in the moment together. One man came to sit with Abramovic 21 times over the course of the exhibition. When asked why, his response was, he said, "Sitting with her is a transforming experience. It's luminous. It's uplifting. It has many layers. But it always comes back to being present, breathing, and maintaining eye contact."
So I'll ask you, how much more life would you experience if you were always present?
Mindfulness is an awareness. It's an awareness that rises by paying attention in the present moment, non-judgmentally. We find that art, like mindfulness meditation, allows you to take the time to notice things, to be aware, to pay attention, and to take the time to let something become all of you.
But the application of mindfulness on creativity goes beyond the canvas, and it goes beyond an orchestral piece. Mindfulness and creativity is involved in the act of observing everything around us and reacting to us. Pay attention, be astonished, and tell about it.
We ask you today, we're going to try and do a guided meditation as one body.
Sure,
yeah. We're going to try and breathe in through our nose on the count of four, and then out through our nose, or out through our mouth on the count of four. So.
To create is to breathe.
Inhale. We take in our environment. We absorb. We become filled.
Exhale. We release. We return to the world the newly manifested results of its inspiration, experience, and phenomena.
Creation, like a meditative, cogitative breath, is mindful.
Inhale. We attach ourselves to the moment. We slow down and we meditate.
Exhale. We release tension.
To create is to breathe. As each breath of oxygen diffuses into our lungs and subsequent carbon dioxide exits, each novel stimuli in our environment enters our brains to, in turn, be released as newly transformed phenomena.
Inhale. We become aware of oxygen filling our lungs.
Exhale. We demonstrate appreciation by continuing the cycle.
Inhale. We notice sounds in our environment.
Exhale. We release them from our consciousness.
Inhale. We surrender our mind and thoughts.
Exhale. We allow our senses to flow freely.
Inhale. We become aware of our own breath.
Exhale. We experience mindfulness.
Each breath is a force of meditation and release.
Creation is a force of meditation and release.
So we'll breathe in one more time and through our nose, out through our mouth. So breathe in. And then out.
All the names of Allah have some sort of reason and a being and a meaning to their being. Each name portrays the attributes of God. Similarly, the Compassionate or Al-Ra'ufu, if the name is recited 10 times, along with reciting the first salawat, any kind of anger is subdued. The second name, Al-Mughni and Al-Ghani, the enricher and the rich. If someone recites this, they will be content with what they have in their possession and will become self-sufficient. The name Al-Musawwir came into being because Allah made this universe and everything in it and bestowed them with their own beauty, hence gaining the name, the Shaper of Beauty. The last name, Al-Wahhabu, is the bestower, means that God gives mankind different gifts throughout their lives. And these are not just given once or twice, but they're constantly given to you in the form of little things. Now Clay will proceed with the second set of readings.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today.
Have a good weekend, everyone. We also would like you to consider coming to the Vesper service on Sunday evening in Christ Chapel at 9 o'clock. And that is being put on by United Christian Ministries, so know that you are all welcome to attend that as well. Have a great weekend.